Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, there's a really great book out of memories and poetry and photographs in a book, and it's called Please Feed a Child. And it's all about Father Eamons Kelly's memories of visiting schools in Zambia as part of the Mary's Meals feeding programme. Here's a few lines from the book that I have in front of me. Why did that cook smile? For she never attended school, nor sat in a classroom, or even read a single rule. Why did that cook smile as she worked so hard to feed the children playing in the schoolyard? Why did that cook smile? Surely she did see that for children a brighter future would be. That's a lovely extract from the book. As I said, it's called Please Feed a Child, and just gorgeous photographs in it as well, and poetry. And it's a reflection on a 2019 visit to Zambia with my next guest, who's Father Eamon Kelly. Father Eamon, thanks for joining us on the show today.
You're very welcome, Wendy. Good to be on.
So tell us a little bit about the poem that I read a little bit of there, called A Smile Speaks, about that smile of that cook.
She was just an ordinary lady, but she was cooking. It's very hard work, this cooking. You know, we talk about it so easily, but it's so hard. Like, the temperatures are so hot outside, and here she is in an enclosed space. Now, there's no windows in it, and there's a bit of breeze coming in, but the cooking is hot, and the fire underneath the big pot is like a big, what we used to call the big famine pots, and she's stirring away, and it's hard work. So she's hot from her own body, that actual work. She's hot from the fire, and she's hot from the sun, and yet she's smiling because she knows her work is important, because she is helping to provide a meal each day in the place of education for those children who otherwise would be going to school probably hungry and going home hungry. So she knows the value of what she is doing.
And that gives her that real important reason to smile. Tell us a little bit, Father Eamon, about your trip and where it took you in 2019.
My trip, in 2019 November, we got the opportunity, 22 of us from all over Europe, to go to Mary's Meals feeding programme in Zambia. In accordance with all the Mary's Meals policies and all that, everybody had to pay their own expenses, and I was delighted with that, because that's what Mary's Meals does. If you want to support them, you support them, but if you're involved in it, you pay everything expenses wise. So anyway, we had three flights to get there, and on the third flight, just as I buckled up on the third flight, it was a short flight, an hour and a half, I took this notion, what would happen if Mary's Meals are not as good as I say they are? I've been talking about Mary's Meals now about 11 years, and you know, they do great work, and we can feed a child for a full year for 18.30, and you know, we guarantee that 93 cents goes directly to our charitable causes. But then I took this notion, what happens if they're not as good, if they're wasteful or that? And then when I went and seen the programme, and on the way home, I was laughing at myself at the doubts that I had, because they're even better than I can describe. They have introduced the feeding to so many children who otherwise would be going hungry, and they are not wasting, and the volunteer system that they have in place is powerful and strong and consistent, and yet Mary's Meals is such a gentle charity, you know, so they are doing great work and using our donations of pounds and euros to make a difference in the lives of these young people.
It's such a simple but powerful concept of having a full belly and being able to learn. What about, Father Eamon, just your impressions in terms of what you expected and what the reality was?
Well, when you're going to any foreign country, you surely have expectations, but the reality is nearly always different. And when you actually see the children lining up for what basically is a cup of porridge with extra nutrients in it, and you just realise how close these children are to serious hunger. And they're only two steps away from starvation, but with Mary's Meals, you see hope. It's less like every time that cup of porridge has been filled, it's porridge full of hope, you know, because it's changing lives. Instead of being hungry, they are fit to concentrate. Instead of being snappy and grumpy, they're happy. And there's a little bit in my memory, and maybe it illustrates more than anything what happens when the children are lining up with their colourful mugs in their hands and the people are serving Mary's meals, it's usually quite quiet. And then when they get the mugs filled, they go under the tree and they sit with their friends and they've their spoon and they don't gobble it down like we do in this country. They savour every taste and they lick the spoon so much. And as more and more of the mugs become empty because the children have eaten their porridge, it's like somebody turns up the sound on the radio. And the yard becomes full of chitter-chatter and the children are making noise and giggling and laughing. And it really is as if someone turns up the volume in it. And I think this summarises the work of Mary's Meals, that instead of being just survivors in life, they are going to live life. Instead of just being people who are grudgingly getting through life, they're going to actually experience life and the hope that this life gives to us all. Thank you.
And that sound, once the belly is full of life, of laughter, of play, and then being able to learn is incredible. Just again, something that is so simple and for us in relative terms costs so little to provide these children has such a big impact. I wanted to ask you, Father Eamon, about the poem 52. Tell us a bit about that.
52. This teacher, she was beautiful, she was tall, she was, I have to say, eloquent, and she was teaching in her class, and then when we went in, she was stopped, and Patricia, our Mary's Meals in Ireland here, was speaking to the children, and I was speaking to the teacher, and I asked a simple question, what's the book? And then she said, this is the book. And I says, yeah, the children have the book. And she says, no, this is the only book between 52 children.
Wow.
I have the only book. And it was a stark moment in the sense of the reality of poverty hitting you in the face. And I know she's a good teacher, but how does even a good teacher teach when there's so many obstacles? Because, you know, we look back at our school days and it was so easy to be distracted. And yet the teacher had said, look, page 6 and halfway started.
Get your head down.
We were back down. Whereas there was no good in saying page 6 to these children because she had the only book. And there was 52 children that particular moment in her classroom. And that poem has many resonance with us in the moment, that, you know, with the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert and all the problems with education, you know, when we hear the teachers and the difficulties they have, and yet imagine having only one book between 52 children.
It's hard to get your head around and puts in perspective some of the at-home learning difficulties we might be having with our kids, that's for sure, Father Eamon. In terms of just a little bit more about the book, were you writing the poems while you were there, or did you kind of come home and reflect and tell us about the pictures as well?
I came home and I had no intention of writing a book. And what happens is when I sit and be quiet, a memory will come back and maybe the thoughts of a poem or a structure of a poem. And that's what happened. I've never sat down to write a book. So I sat down and wrote a poem and then another poem and then another poem. And it ended up I had whatever number of poems I had. And then the photographs, everybody who was out, the 22, lots of them had cameras. Me, being lazy, didn't have a camera, and I never took a photograph on my phone. Just, I felt, not for me. And then when I had all these poems written, I said, oh, pity I didn't have a few photographs. So the group shared their photographs, and we were allowed to use the photographs of the group. So it was some member of our group took every one of the photographs. And they're very colourful photographs, and they capture a lot of the atmosphere. And you see, you know, sometimes photographs speaks louder than a lot of words, and you see the colourful mugs and the smiles of the children. You can almost see the hope in their eyes, you know, that this is life-transforming work. It's changing people.
Yeah, and just as you say, you can really get that. It really kind of transports you there, both the poems and the pictures. So in terms of how people can get the book, Father Eamon, how do we get our hands on it?
okay, because of the COVID, it's quite difficult. And, you know, if any shop wants to take the book, I will certainly send them to them. But if anybody at all wants to get the book, if they drop me a note, just Father Raymond Kelly, Convoy, County Donegal, C-O-N-V-O-Y, gets me. My phone number, 087-9077-985. Text me, no problem at all. Or my email, EamonKelly1949@gmail.com.
You're giving your age away there, Father Raymond.
No, I actually confuse people because it's not my age.
Ah, there you go. And here I thought I was being a smarty. Well, if it's my email has 21 in it, and I'm certainly not 21 anymore. Maybe I wish I was forever. Father Raymond, thanks so much for joining us on the programme. Thank you for putting together this beautiful book and for just highlighting the real life experiences on the ground in Zambia and the incredible work that Mary's Meals does. And thanks for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you very much, and thanks to Spirit Radio for all the good work that they do and promoting all the good causes. Thank you very much.
That's Father Eamon Kelly there, and the book is called Please Feed a Child. It's got beautiful poetry reflecting on the transforming work that Mary's Meals does in feeding children in some of the most poorest, vulnerable parts of the world. And Father Eamon's beautiful poetry within the book really tells the story very well. If you want to support the work of Mary's Meals, you can go to their website, marysmeals.ie. And if you want to get the book as well, you can get in touch with Father Eamon at eamonkelly1949@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.